Hey folks, welcome to episode 6 of Lucky with Money. So I'm going to try and make this episode a little longer. Maybe we'll go say 9 minutes, maybe 10. Maybe I can't talk for that long. But for those who have caught previous episodes, I talk about being debt-free, talk about managing your money, ways, tips, tricks, just how to basically not be in debt. Well, a few weeks ago, someone in my family stumbled upon my podcast. Now, it's no secret, I have a podcast. I don't tell anyone about it. I don't promote it. But I do post, you know, the social links once the episode is ready and put it on Facebook and say, hey, please like, download, share, go to the Facebook group, Lucky with Money, so on and so forth. People do know that I am a certified Dave Ramsey financial coach. Some people know that I try and struggle being debt-free, even that's really hard sometimes, having no debt or having no credit card debt. To be honest, December was a tough month by actually using a credit card for over $5,000 worth of car repairs. Not that we didn't have the money for it, not that it was not budgeted, it was just, for two cars, two older cars, but expensive, one being a BMW, one being a Mercedes-Benz, but older models that needed a lot of work, with having a newborn and a two-year-old, those are our daily drivers and they needed to be fixed. And well, with my car, even though I'm not driving to work as much, the heat went in the car and nothing like driving to work with a freezing car in, you know, -6 degree weather here in Orange County. So the reason for the podcast is to say thank you to mom and dad. This episode is actually dedicated to my parents. Without them, I don't know where I would be money-wise. From getting my first job at, I think it was $5.50, $6 an hour, and them taking a portion of my money as soon as I got paid and saying, this is for us. Later down the road, you know, I was repaid that money, but my first job, I don't know, 15, 16 years old, still working in high school, they were taking their cut, or you could say rent, from me early on. But that taught me how to budget. That taught me how to save for Christmas that happens once a year, save for birthdays, save for holidays, emergency. So I thought I was going to talk for 10 minutes. I'm already at almost 5. I want to just dedicate this episode and just say, mom and dad, if you hear this, thank you for putting me on the right track early on. Being an only child, some people said, oh, you get everything you want. Not in my house. Anything I ever got from my parents, I worked for. I worked really hard for. I know I say a lot, but, you know, I struggled as an only child because only child syndrome, oh, you always get what you want. You always get what you want. No, I worked for everything that I had. The only time I could actually say my parents gave me something was my first car. Was my grandmother's car because she upgraded at 70-something years old. She went from driving my first car, Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra Gray International Edition, to a 2001 Honda Civic that drove like a little golf car. That was my first thing my parents actually gave me, which maybe my grandmother gave me for free, that I probably didn't earn at the time, but it was my first car. And man, I drove that thing to the ground. And then when my grandmother passed, I got her car. And then when I got my first job, I got my own car. And I remember paying the debt on that car. It was, I paid extra every month. My mom said, you only get in this car if you pay more than you should every month to pay off that car fast. And I remember paying that car off, extra $75 a month, $100 a month, to just get the interest down on that car. And I remember getting the slip and saying, oh, I own this car. But nothing was ever given to me by my parents. It was earned. I worked hard for it. I might have broken their chops for it. But just want to say thank you, Mom and Dad. Thank you for putting me on a path very early on for start your 401k as soon as you hit 21, even though I started working full-time at 20, which I couldn't do it for a year. Make sure I put money into retirement, which is my 401k. Make sure I put money into savings. The envelope system. My parents drove me nuts with this envelope system for years. Now they're separate bank accounts. But put money away, put money away, put money away. You know, future, future, future. And lucky enough, it worked out. So, Mom and Dad, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I might not show it. I might be an unappreciative little prick sometimes. I'll say that online and everyone can hear me. But I do appreciate everything you've done for me, anything you've done for my wife, your grandsons. I think everything my grandparents have done for me, from Staten Island to Brooklyn, I appreciate it. I love you. Thank you. Next episode, we'll have another guest on, but will probably be my wife. But once again, Mom and Dad, thank you so much for this. This podcast will go live on the 28th of January. Once again, thank you again, Mom and Dad, for putting on this path very early on. And we'll talk soon. Thanks, everyone.